The Holy Rosary is a traditional Catholic prayer that seeks to honor the Virgin, a meditation on the events of the life, death, and glory of Jesus Christ and his mother. What is preserved here in these rooms are glass representations of the scenes that together make up this prayer. Built at the end of the 19th century, they display characteristics that were typical of the period, in a transition from the romantic aesthetic of the Neo-Gothic to the beginning of modernism. Prestigious expert glassmaker Fernando Cortés Pizano says that the collection is one of the hallmarks of the identity of the city of Vitoria-Gasteiz, pointing out its striking appearance and overall value, and the fact that it is one of few that have been preserved in Spain, and undoubtedly one of the most important. The 26th of May, 1895, is the official formation date for this project. It was financed by natural history professor Manuel Díaz de Arcaya, who, knowing of the existence of a processional rosary in Zaragoza, got in touch with the confraternity to suggest the creation of a collection of lanterns of similar characteristics for his hometown, Vitoria. The idea was received with great interest and enthusiasm by institutions and citizens alike. From the wealthiest families to the town's most humble inhabitants, enough donations were made for the first 65 lanterns and floats to be ordered from a company run by Leon Quintana in Zaragoza. The first pieces were produced that same year. In the years that followed, the work was carried out in the city of Vitoria by a construction company made up of local craftsmen and artists. Since then, the collection has grown to its current total of 282 pieces, which are carried in the procession by over 400 confraternity members. Throughout its life, the collection has suffered the inevitable deterioration of the passage of time. For the 6 years between 1990 and 1995, the complete rosary was not on display, as in order to prevent its ruin, a huge conservation project was carried out, constituting the largest to have taken place in 100 years, costing 86 million pesetas. Next, the building was restored and converted into a museum.